Alright, everybody, welcome to the Unscripted Jeopardy Tournament here on the Everything Unscripted Podcast Network. I am your host, Doug Hummer. And tonight it is second chance night. Our second chance match of three. I have with me here, I have Joe.
Hello.
All right. And we got John back with us.
Hello. All
right. So basically, second chance basically means these two came in second place in their Jeopardy matches previously. So they are invited to come back here. All right. Basically, here's the refresher of the rules, guys. Two rounds, and then a final Jeopardy round. First round, there are five categories. Second round, five categories as well. In round one, the points range from 100 to 500. In round two, the points range from 200 to 1,000. And special bonus here, if you clean the category, that means if you get all the questions right in one category, you will get 500 bonus points in the first round and 1,000 bonus points in the second round. So, your first round categories are cartoon dogs, Tom Hanks, Married with Children, the Super Bowl, and animals. All right. I have a coin here. We're going to decide by coin flip who goes first. Joe, call it in the air.
I got tails.
All right. It is heads. So, John, you get first crack at the board.
All right. Cartoon dogs for 200.
All right. 200 points in cartoon dogs. What is the name? All right. And remember, this is just John. John gets first crack at this. If he can't get it, then Joe, it'll move to you.
All right. Now, do we have to tell how much points?
No, not yet. Not in the first two rounds. All right, John, for 200 points in cartoon dogs, what is the name of Scooby-Doo's nephew?
Scrappy-Doo.
Correct for 200.
Okay, let's do cartoon dogs for 300.
Okay. What blue hound was a part of Yogi Bear's gang?
Well, I don't know. I don't remember the gang there, Blue Dog. All
right. Joe?
I want to say Mugsby?
Incorrect. It was Huckleberry Hound.
Huckleberry Hound.
Yeah. All right. John, you still have control.
Let's do 400 for cartoon dogs.
Okay. Which Disney dog is also the name of a planet?
Pluto.
That is correct for 400 points. Go ahead, John.
All right, let's do 500 cartoon dogs.
Okay. What is the name of Garfield's dog friend?
I don't remember. Oh, my God.
Joe?
John, can you come up with it?
No.
Because I know what it is.
All right, then go ahead, Joe.
His name's Odie.
All right. That's correct for 500 points, Joe. You have control now.
Is that clear out the cartoon dogs?
Nope, you still have the 100-point question.
Okay, I'll go for the 100 points.
All right. What is the name of the Jetsons dog?
Astro.
That is correct for 100. Now that clears out cartoon dogs.
All right, can we go to Super Bowl for 100?
Yep. Any chance to get... All right, for 100 points in the Super Bowl, who did the Packers defeat to win Super Bowl I?
This is John, right?
No, Joe, it's you.
No, this is for you.
Oh, this is for me.
Yeah.
The Packers beat the Bears.
In Super Bowl I, incorrect. John?
The Chiefs?
Correct.
Oh, nice one.
All right. John, you have control of the board again.
Okay. Let's do animals for 100.
Okay. All right. 100 points. Which peanut-loving animal is gray with tusks made of ivory?
Elephant.
Correct.
Elephant. All right,
John, you still have control.
Let's do 200 different animals.
Okay. Which bird does not sleep at night?
Bird does not sleep at night?
Correct.
An owl.
That is correct for 200 points. You still have control.
300 animals.
Okay. Which type of cat is the mascot for Frosted Flakes?
A tiger.
Correct. That is correct for 300.
Animals.
All right, 400 animals. Which animal is white with black stripes?
A zebra.
That is correct for 400 points.
All right, let's just clear the category for 500.
Okay. Which type of cat is also the name of a car and an NFL team?
A cheetah?
No! Incorrect.
Damn.
Joe?
Jaguar.
All right, that is correct for 500 points. John, John, you were the closest person to the bonus.
Oh, my God, I'm so...
Well, we still have a lot to go still, I mean...
Well, I mean, he almost got the 500-point bonus for the for clearing the category, but I am also being I am also wrong in that because the other day Daniel almost got the bonus in his game, but he missed it by one question. All right.
Oh man.
Still got plenty of game left to play. Joe, you actually have control now.
Did that clear it out, the animals category?
Correct.
All right, I'm going to go for Super Bowl 200.
Okay. All right, how many times have the New York Giants won the Super Bowl?
Four.
That is correct. For 200 points. All right, Joe, you still have control.
I'll try Super Bowl 300.
Okay. Up to this point, how many Super Bowls have there been? That is incorrect. John?
54.
That is correct for 300 points. All right, John, you have control again.
Let's do Super Bowl for 400.
Okay. Who did Washington defeat to win Super Bowl 22?
I have no idea.
Okay, Joe, do you know the answer?
I want to say San Fran.
Incorrect. It was actually the Denver Broncos. All right. John, you still have control.
All right. What are the other categories left?
The other categories left, we still have one question left in Super Bowl, but we also have Tom Hanks and Married with Children.
Let's do Tom Hanks for 100.
All right. For 100 points, in the movie The Green Mile, what was Hanks' character's occupation?
I don't know. What was he?
All right. Joe, do you know the answer?
He seemed like he was a prison cell, a security guard, or a parole officer.
All right. I'm gonna
give
it to you.
I don't know the right name.
All right, I'm gonna give it to you because you basically got it. The correct title is corrections officer, but you were close enough, so I'm gonna give it to you.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know the exact name.
Okay. You have control of the board now.
Super Bowl 500.
Okay. All right, Joe. This one might actually be up your alley. Who did the Raiders defeat to win Super Bowl 11?
Super Bowl 11. Ask like what year Super Bowl 11 was?
Because
the only team that we beat was the Eagles. That I know.
No, you beat a couple of other teams in the Super Bowl, Joe.
Oh, I'm not sure. I never really followed the team that far back.
Okay. All right, John, do you know the answer?
The Vikings?
You got it.
Oh, man, that's a good one.
For 500 points. And now control of the board.
Okay, let's do Married with Children for 100.
Okay. 100 points. The creators of the show named the family after what famous pro wrestler?
I don't know what they're named after.
Okay. Yeah. Joe?
Bundy?
I need a full name, Joe.
Alvarez Bundy?
Incorrect. It was King Kong Bundy. All right. John, you still have control of the board.
Let's trade Tom Hanks for 200.
For what film did Hanks earn an Academy Award nomination for Best Actor?
Forrest Gump.
Incorrect. The answer I have. Oh, never mind.
I almost said it, Joe, but yeah.
Joe, you get a chance.
I want to say Philadelphia.
Incorrect. It was actually Big.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, it was a real good movie, and I almost screwed up the question. All right, John, go ahead. You have control.
Try 300 for Tom Hanks.
Okay. In what movie does Hanks play a widower whose son talks him into calling into a radio show.
Sleepless in Seattle.
That is correct for 300 points. All right, and you still have control.
400.
Who plays Hanks' mother in the movie Forrest Gump?
I don't know the actress's name. All
right, Joe?
Selma Hayek?
Incorrect. Sally Field. All right, John, you have control. All
right. Let's clear out the category.
Okay. What famous person does Hanks portray in the movie Saving Mr. Banks?
I don't know. All
right, Joe?
A millionaire?
Be more specific, Joe.
Business owner?
All right. Incorrect. It was actually Walt Disney.
Oh.
Interesting.
Right.
Oh, that's a good one. I got to remember that movie.
All right.
I don't think I've ever seen that one.
Me neither.
All right, John, you're back in control. All that's left is Married with Children.
Okay, let's do 200, I guess.
Okay. What is the name of the Bundy's dog?
I don't know.
All right, Joe?
Spud.
Incorrect. It was Buck.
Buck.
All right, John?
That's 300.
Okay. What high school did Al Bundy attend?
I don't know.
Okay. Joe?
Cleveland High.
Incorrect. It was Polk High. All right. John, you're back in control.
400.
All right. What was the name of the club Al and his buddies formed?
I don't know.
All right, Joe?
Bowling club?
Incorrect. It was No Ma'am. All right, and John, you get the first crack at this last question. What was the name of Peg? What was the name of Peg's nephew that she and Al took in?
I have no idea. All
right, Joe. Incorrect. It was Seven. All right. That ends round one. At the end of round one, your scores are John in the lead with 2,800, and Joe has 1,400. Still a long way to go, guys. It's not over yet. Still plenty of points to be gotten.
Now who gets the first shot at the second round?
John does because he's in the lead.
Okay.
All right. Your second round categories are Star Wars, the Stanley Cup Finals, Disney animated movies, candy bars, and Will Smith. Now remember, points range from 200 to 1,000 points.
Okay. Let's do Disney animated movies for 1,000.
Okay. For 1,000 points. In the movie The Little Mermaid, what did Ursula take from Ariel in exchange for making her human?
Her voice.
That is correct for 1,000 points, and you still have control of the board.
Let's do Disney animated movies 800.
Okay. Name four of the seven dwarfs.
Sleepy, Doopy, Happy, Doc.
That is correct. Also could have said Grumpy, Sneezy, and Bashful. But that is correct for 800 points. And you still have control.
600 points, Disney animated movie.
Okay. In The Lion King, what is Timon and Pumbaa's motto?
Hakuna Matata, it means no worries.
Correct for 600 points. And control?
400.
All right. What is the name of the villain in Beauty and the Beast?
Gaston.
Okay. That is correct for 400 points.
Clear that category, Disney, for 200.
Okay. For 200 points and a possible bonus. I'm losing one of the pages in my book here. All right. For 200 points in Disney animated movies, who voiced the role of John Smith in the movie Pocahontas?
Why is that the 200-point question? Should be reversed. I don't know that one.
It was one of those deals where, as I thought of the questions, I was writing them down.
Well, I don't know, so it's up to Joe, I guess.
All right, Joe, do you know the answer?
Let me give a guess. I will say I don't know.
All right, it was Mel Gibson.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
All right,
okay.
John, again, so close to clearing the board.
All right.
But you have control.
Control. Let's do candy bars for 200.
Okay. For 200 points. What candy bar was Bart Simpson the spokesman for?
Hershey's?
Incorrect, Joe.
Butterfinger.
That is correct for 200 points there, Joe.
I'll do candy bar 400.
Okay. Candy bar's commercial often features rival factories competing with each other.
M&M's.
Incorrect, Joe. Or, I mean, John.
I don't know.
All right, it's Twix.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Joe, you still have control.
I'll do candy bars 600.
Okay. Which candy bar has toffee in it?
That's a toughie. Hershey's.
Incorrect. John?
Heath.
That is correct for 600. And John, you have control now.
Candy bars 800.
Okay. Which candy bar could also be considered a huge dollar amount?
A huge dollar amount? Hershey bar?
Incorrect. Joe, do you know the answer?
$100,000.
You got it for 800 points, Joe. And Joe, you have control.
Candy bars, 1,000.
Okay. Which candy bar, according to the commercials, should you eat when you're hungry?
Snickers.
That is correct for 1,000 points. Joe, you have control.
Can we go to Will Smith for 200?
Okay. 200 points. What is the name of the film in which Smith portrays a famous boxer?
Muhammad.
All right. That is the first name of the boxer he portrays, but that is not the name of the movie. So, incorrect.
Ali? All right.
John?
I'm going to guess Ali.
You got it correct. Yeah, sorry about that, Joe.
It's all right. I didn't know the name of the movie anyway.
Yeah. All right. But it is Ali. John, you got it. You have control of the board now.
Star Wars for 200.
Okay. All right. For 200 points in Star Wars, how many Star Wars episodes have there been?
How many Star Wars episodes have there been?
Yes.
You mean like the title? Like episode
okay.
whatever? Then there's
yes.
nine.
Yes. Correct. I wasn't asking for Star Wars movies. I was just asking for Star Wars episodes. So movies with episode
okay.
in the title.
There's also TV series. So that's why I was clarifying.
Okay, yeah. No, I get it.
All
right, and you have control.
400 Star Wars.
Okay. In what movie did Darth Vader tell Luke that he was his father?
Episode 5.
That is correct. I will accept that because it is Episode 5 and The Empire Strikes Back.
Okay. Let's do 600 Star Wars.
Okay. What year did the first Star Wars movie come out?
1977, I think.
You got it. All right.
Let's do
800. Okay. Who created the Star Wars franchise?
George Lucas.
That is correct. For 800
all right,
points.
Let's clear for 1,000. I want that bonus.
All right. For 1,000 points and your third attempt at a bonus, who played the role of Princess Leia?
Carrie Fisher.
All right. That is correct for 1,000 points. And by the way, you get the 1,000-point bonus.
Woo!
All right. You still have control.
What's left in Will Smith?
400 through 1,000.
Let's do Will Smith 400.
Okay. All right. For 400 points, who played Smith's Uncle Phil in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
I don't know his name.
Okay, Joe?
I don't know his name either.
Okay, James Avery.
right.
James Avery.
Let's do 600, Will Smith.
Okay. In which movie trilogy did Smith star in with Martin Lawrence?
It's not that, but I don't remember the name.
Okay. Joe?
Bad Boys.
That is correct for 600 points. And Joe, you're back in control of the board.
I'll do Will Smith for 800.
Okay. Which U.S. president hired Smith's character in the movie Wild Wild West?
Can you repeat the question?
Yes, I can. Which U.S. president hired Smith's character in the movie Wild Wild West?
I want to say Hamilton. I don't know.
Incorrect. John?
Ulysses S. Grant.
That is correct for another 800 points.
Do 1,000 for Will Smith.
Okay. In what movie did Smith play a relationship expert?
I have no idea.
All right, Joe?
Hitch.
That is correct for 1,000 points. And Joe, you have control of the board. The only category left is the Stanley Cup Finals.
All right, Stanley Cup Final 200.
All right. For 200 points, which NHL team has won the most Stanley Cup trophies at 24?
Pittsburgh Penguins.
Incorrect. John?
The Canadiens.
That is correct for 200.
All right, let's do 400.
Okay. Who did the Dallas Stars defeat to win the Stanley Cup trophy in the 1998 through 99 season?
The Sabres.
That is correct for 400 points, and it still hurts to this day.
Are you a Dallas fan?
No, it hurts because I'm a Buffalo fan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
The Sharks, right?
Well, the Sharks and the Sabres are my two teams. All right. John, you still have control.
600.
All right, so for 600 points, when was the last time two Canadian teams faced each other in the Stanley Cup Finals?
I don't know.
All right, Joe?
Now, do I have to know, like, what year?
I just need a year.
2012.
Incorrect. It was 1989.
Okay, 800.
Okay. Which team did the Pittsburgh Penguins sweep to win the Stanley Cup in
1992? I want to say the Rangers.
You would be incorrect. Joe?
The Flyers?
Incorrect. It was the Chicago Blackhawks. All right. John, you get first crack at this last question. How many games was the this for 1,000 points? How many games was the 1995 Stanley Cup Final between the New Jersey Devils and the Detroit Red Wings?
Seven.
Incorrect, Joe.
Five.
Incorrect. It was four. Okay. So that ends round two. Your scores at the end of the second round are: John is in the lead with 11,800 points.
Yeah, how many do I got?
5,000. So now, here's how Final Jeopardy is going to work. Now, depending on how competitive John wants to be, because technically, even if you bet all your points in Final Jeopardy, Joe, you can't catch him unless he gets cocky, bets all his points, and loses.
Can we still answer the question?
We're still going to do it. I still have airtime to fill, so we're still going to do it. All right. I'm going to tell you your Final Jeopardy category is cartoons. There are two Final Jeopardy questions. Now, you're going to pick after you pick which question you want, you are going to give me your point wager. If you get the question right, that's how many points will be added to your score. If you get the question wrong, that's how many points will be deducted from your score. All right, Joe, you are trailing. You get first crack. Would you like question A or question B?
I will go with B.
Okay. How many points would you like to wager? You can wager up to 5,000.
I'll wager 2,500.
Okay. So for 2,500 or to lose 2,500, and you said question B?
Yeah.
Okay. What are the names of the two bunnies on Tiny Toon Adventures?
Give me a second here. I got Babs, and I have the guy. Babs Bunny, and Bugs Bunny.
Incorrect. I'm looking for Babs and Buster.
Oh.
All right, Joe, that knocks your score down to 2,500.
Yeah.
John, how cocky do you feel?
How much has he got to play with?
He's got 11,800 points to play with.
Oh.
I don't. I'm sorry, Joe. I don't want to. I'm just going to bet, like...
Oh, it's all right. I want to hear what the question is.
Yeah, I'm just going to bet 500.
Okay, for 500 points. Question A. On the show Dexter's Laboratory, what is the name of Dexter's sister?
Dee Dee.
Correct, for 500 points.
Oh, nice.
I could have bet it all. Oh, my God.
If you would have bet at all, you would have been the highest point getter that we've had on the show so far.
Okay.
That was a pretty good one. Dee Dee, I wouldn't have got that answer, but Dexter's Lab is awesome. Yeah.
But so far, And John, just so you know, you've already gone past your point total for the first time.
Yeah, I know.
So you absolutely killed it here. And Joe, you did a phenomenal job yourself. These were hard questions.
Yeah, that was a good round.
But no, this was an awesome round. All right, John moves on to round two with 12,300 points. I would like to thank you both for being on. This was fun. And John, we will see you in round two. Remember, the winner of this tournament gets to not only pick either a tier list for us to do or a subject for the wrestling show, but also the grand prize is a $25 gift card to wherever they choose. John is the 12th person to move on. Our last second chance matchup, and of course last match of the first round, will be Thursday night, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, here on blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted. We're going to be welcoming back Boxman from the Dirt Sheet Dudes podcast, along with Daniel's friend Sky, and mine, Joe, and John's buddy Derek from work. So those three will get their final opportunity to qualify for the second round. They'll get their second chance. But John, thank you very much, and congratulations for your victory and moving on into round two.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. And of course, we will keep you updated as to when round two is going to start. Joe, thank you very much. Wonderful effort. Hey, Joe, I got to hand it to you. You got more points this time than you did in your first shot.
Yeah. This time, the categories were phenomenal.
Yeah.
They were.
Yeah. Well, because this time, what I actually did was these were categories that had, the majority of these categories had not been used yet, and I added a couple new ones because I was actually working on some over the weekend.
Okay.
Oh, good job.
So thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you guys for joining us. Thank you everybody for listening. This has been your second chance match on the Unscripted Jeopardy tournament here on the Everything Unscripted Podcast Network. We will see everybody Thursday night for another second chance matchup in the Unscripted Jeopardy tournament. We'll see everybody then. Have a good night, everybody.